You're listening to Touchdown, University Radio Nottingham's only, let's say it, American football podcast.
Beautiful.
Now, the World Cup's going on. We are aware. You guys are probably thinking, are they talking about the US men's national team? No.
No.
Do you think we're talking about Christian Pulisic?
Christian Pulisic, the LeBron James of soccer. No, thank you. We don't talk about soccer here. No, thank you. Not for me.
No, not for us, even though I just did a, literally just did a... over the trip.
If we're going to talk about it, we're going to talk about football.
Football.
We're not talking about soccer.
Football.
Leave. If you say soccer, sorry, not cool.
Not cool. Not cool. Fair enough to the US men's national team, who've managed to get through to the round 16, going above Wales and Iran.
Big respect to them. They, they've done well. It was not an easy group.
Not an easy group.
And no one there was a bad side.
I think they took on our message of who we'd have in our touchdown teams. You had a very good team. And
they must have listened in.
Yeah, I think they did. I must say our centre-back pairings were strangely similar, but I think it'd be a really good game and we should hologram it. Jake, we haven't had a podcast in a long time, have we?
We have not. It's been far too long. Always good to get in with you, Dominic.
Yes, it's lovely to be back in the studio, nice and warm. It is very warm in here, isn't it? It is absolutely...
Blooming hell, is it toasty?
I've just put on a pair of headphones that are unplugged and I think that summarises... a few teams around the league. We'll get into that.
Summarises a few teams' games this week.
Yeah, it's been absolutely mad. The Ravens. What's happened to them? Jake,
well, I mean, if we want to talk about what's happened to someone, the only team to not score a single point this week, the Saints. And, you know, the 49ers, okay, not a bad side, but surely you got points away against them. Surely.
Do you think we have an all-Christmas show?
I reckon we could put a couple in.
A couple?
Maybe not all, but maybe not none.
What song would you like to start the show?
Have we had the song by Wizard? I can't remember what it's called, but it's by Wizard with two Zs.
The lads from Birmingham. It's one of my favourite ones, actually. Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
That's the one.
As we just whack it in here. If you could make a wish about the NFL, Jake, what would it be?
If I could make a wish
and
about the NFL...
And it can't be the Jets winning a second Super Bowl.
Jets getting to their first playoffs since... You know, I think they've been the... They are the team with the longest wait for a playoffs. I think it's been since 2010.
Yeah.
They're like 3 years longer than any other team. So
you had a really good...
Just let's get to the playoffs.
So, I will say I'd love the Dolphins to win a playoff game because the Dolphins haven't won a playoff game since 1993. That is bad. So, I wish it could
still
be
still better than the Jets.
Still better than the Jets, but yeah, no. It's not hard to beat the Jets. I wish it could be Christmas Every Day by Wizard, and after that we'll go through Thanksgiving football and what Thanksgiving is all about.
This is University Radio Nottingham.
You're listening to That Thursday... No, you're not. You're not listening to That Thursday Show.
It is a show on a Thursday, but it's not That Thursday Show.
No, because that's 11 till 1, where we gave away £20 of Mooch vouchers.
Oh.
Mooch Live is currently going on, so
well,
if you're
not
on...
quite. It starts in... Just under 2 hours,
mate.
Just under 2 hours to get to
sentiment, Mooch. The sentiment of that of Mooch Live is building.
The prep's already started, you're not wrong. Everything's getting ready for it. Another great Thursday evening of free live music and cheap drinks.
Very true. Let's talk about cheap drinks. Everyone having a good time? Thanksgiving. Football was last Thursday. A very interesting slate of games. Now, you guys are probably wondering, why on earth are we talking about Thanksgiving? We're a British show. This is basically anti-us. Well, you're wrong. I'm afraid Thanksgiving is an American holiday, often celebrated on the second last Thursday before December. It's celebrating the union of the Pilgrim Fathers meeting Native Americans, having a pumpkin pie or two, and then playing football. That seems to be...
Well, rumour has it.
That seems to be...
If you ask an American, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, we aren't educated.
We go back in history.
Yeah.
It might tell a different story, but you know, that's for another day.
Yeah, let's talk about Thanksgiving 2022, one of the best Thanksgiving slates of games we've had in a long time. Now, games for us start at 5:30 in the evening. That's really rare. To have a midweek game that we are able to watch.
Nice time as well. It's like prime time for us.
Yeah. Lions-Bills, a really exciting game. The Lions just came out under the Bills. The Lions have been on a mad run, have beaten the Packers and have gone on a three-game win streak.
And to be fair, credit to them for being able to bring it to the Bulls the way they did.
The Bills.
The Bills, sorry. Not
yeah,
the Bulls,
this
the
isn't
Bills.
Basketball.
Golly, my gosh. Apologies. I mean, it's got a bull on there, it's a similar name, you can understand yeah, why. You can understand why.
I mean, it's
why,
still a buffalo, hence why it's called buffalo.
Exactly.
But, you know, vibes and that.
You know what I meant, Dom?
The Lions have just come away slightly unfortunate in this one, and they sort of come away slightly unfortunate for the rest of the season. The Lions under Dan Campbell have been all about fight, and I just think they put up a really good fight against the Buffalo Bills, who, again, came off a difficult loss. But I just think the Lions could do some damage down the stretch. And actually, as the game went on and on and on, it was the Bills who were tested, and it would take a last-minute sort of offensive...
It was their their touchdown with 6 minutes to go that actually brought them on top.
Mm.
But it was, what, 25-22 at 6 minutes to go to the Bills after their touchdown. So it was tight. It was very tight.
Mm.
And then the Lions got a field goal with 2 minutes left to bring it 25-all. So it was a 20-second left field goal that won it. But that was it. Yeah. 20 seconds in it for the Lions to draw with one of the most consistently strong teams this season. With, you know, the Lions, who have been one of the consistently less good performing teams, bar recently, where they've really had a bit
they've
of
really
streak.
Spiced up and put on
a turn of form.
But it spiced it up too. One thing I'll say about the Lions is they did so well, but it's so thanksgiving of Lions to lose in the way they did. Stephon Diggs, a mad throw from Josh Allen, just made it possible for them to get a field goal in that last second, and it was literally on the line. The American football always has a little line saying where the kicker can reach, obviously put on the telly so our fans can see, and it was just so Lionsy to lose like this.
It was gutting.
Yeah.
You cannot help but feel for them.
Yeah. The Lions have only won one playoff game in 50 years. That is bad. Let's also put it into perspective, they're on every Thanksgiving, always at home in Detroit. That is their one guaranteed playoff primetime game. Now, that has been going on since the Great Depression. For over 80 and 90 years, the Lions have been doing this amazing tradition, playing on Thanksgiving, because basically they wanted national attention. And they realised everyone is sitting down, having their turkey, having their pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving. So they became Thanksgiving theme. And it's become an absolute meme that they always lose on Thanksgiving. But I think the Lions, they deserve a touchdown clap. So we're just going to go away from the microphone. Put up a good fight against the Buffalo Bills, who look like a really spicy team, just getting that act together. However, they're
It is a shame, though. Like, you look at the Lions, and I mean, they get memed by people like Family Guy. Mm. Like, Family Guy have written skits about how bad the Lions are on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know it's rough when you've got a skit on Family Guy about how bad you are.
Let's move on to America's team, 28-20.
Good
the
game.
The New York Giants are struggling. Let's focus on Dak Prescott's Dallas Cowboys. A really impressive stint. Two touchdowns, however, with two interceptions for 261 yards. Ezekiel Elliott getting 92 yards in rushing. Lamb for the receiving, over 100 yards as well. The Cowboys looking spicy in the NFC East. This game I wasn't able to watch, as just, you know, football is beginning to, you know, start up. World Cups and that. I just think the Lions embody an exciting brand of football and a team that could be in a good position. The Giants just keep on losing. Now, I'm going to get their fixtures up.
And they've been good. At the beginning of the season, they were really on a streak of form again.
Mm.
It was looking like the northeast of the US was just absolutely unstoppable. You had the Ravens looking good, Bills looking good, Jets, the Giants, everyone up there was looking really strong, and the Giants have kind of fallen off a little bit.
So let's just go through their last few results for the New York Giants, as Osi Umenyiora always says. A loss to the Cowboys, that's understandable.
Good
a
side.
Loss to the Lions,
not such a good side.
That's bad. And an absolute thrumping at home as well, 31-18.
That's quite depressing for them.
A one score victory over the Texans, 24-16.
Unfortunately, you've got to be looking at critically. Texans are appalling. You've got to be getting 30, 40 points in a game like that over them, as well as them scoring. You've got to be beating them by 30, 40.
Seahawks, another two touchdown loss to the Seahawks at home as well, 27-13. And then just scraping over the Jaguars, who proved actually this week they're a little bit spicy. The Giants have quite a tough schedule going through. The Washington Commanders, the Minnesota Vikings, the Indianapolis Colts, okay, fair point, and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Not much easiness there. You don't look at that and think, that's lovely.
That's tricky. Nice. So they've got to put away at least one big team to make the playoffs, if we're honest. Now, we'll have a full playoff picture at the end of the show. Giants, They're struggling. They're struggling.
I'd say they're going to be... They'll be hard-pressed to make the playoffs. Mm. They could. Whether they will is a very different story.
Let's move on to the Dallas Cowboys, who, you know, Thanksgiving. It's America's team. So in the 60s, just when America's team and television broadcasting was really coming into its infancy, the Dallas Cowboys owners thought, right, we'll play on... in the 70s, we'll make us America's team. So they put themselves out saying, we'll play on America, big game day, and we'll call ourselves America's team. Now, that's caused a lot of controversy. It'd be like Man United saying, we'll play on Christmas Day and call ourselves England's team.
But to be fair, credit to him, brilliant branding. Who's the biggest sports franchise in the world? Dallas Cowboys.
Fair play.
So somehow they've made it work.
They have made it work. The Cowboys have had a mixed up and down form, thumping the Vikings 40-3 against a really good Vikings
result.
Team.
Ridiculous result.
Then losing to the below average Packers. It's just by
pulled a Liverpool. They pulled a Liverpool.
And then losing to the Eagles and, you know, beating bad teams but struggling against bad teams.
They've scraped so a Cowboys win. Yeah. Not a Giants win, sorry. Like, that's not an amazing win. 28-20. Yeah. Against, you know, not a bad side by any means, but a side who've not been on good form recently compared to a side who've looked really good this season.
Mm. The Cowboys are top of the NFC East, and like we said, we'll give a full playoff picture coming up next. But the Cowboys do have the Texans, the Jaguars, the Eagles, the Titans, and the Commanders all to play.
Some of those quite nice, some not so good.
We've also got to beat them at one point, and I'd say they are doing their best. They can only do their best, and fair play to them. I think the Cowboys will make the playoffs, something we didn't expect. Now,
I'd be surprised if they don't, that's for sure.
What was the final Thanksgiving game of that day? It was a late kickoff. For us, it would have been 1:30 in the morning, and it was dum-dum, dum-dum, as the Wi-Fi goes very slowly. The Minnesota Vikings, Minnesota, beating the New England Patriots. A Kirk Cousins primetime win, everyone! That's rare!
That's what we like.
He's got like two primetime wins in his lifetime.
It's
man
good to see.
Struggles. Patriots now really far behind. They've had like a little sort of climb in the AFC East. The Minnesota Vikings, they're good. They are good. How far do you think they can go with Kirk Cousins?
I think they've got a pretty strong go, actually. You know, top of NFC North by a country mile.
Yeah.
You've got, alongside them, the Lions 4-7, Packers 4-8, and Bears 3-9, and the Vikings 9-2. You know, they're on an 8-18 win percentage.
Mm.
Like, that's silly compared to 3-6-4, 3-3-3, and 2-5-0. So they're cruising. They will get to the playoffs.
Mm.
That's, you know, a blind man would shake your hand and make that deal if he couldn't even see the standings. So they're comfy. Whether they go further than that is going to be more of the question. Mm. But I'd say they've still got a fair shout. Admittedly, okay, they've got quite a nice division. You know, they play those teams more and they've got quite an easy division. Of course they'll get some points.
Mm.
But 9-2, you don't get 9-2 just by being a decent side. They're a good side this season. They're going to go far.
Justin Jefferson 1 yard behind Tyreek Hill, leaving him second in the receiving leaders up to week 12. Justin Jefferson, an absolutely exciting player to watch. He just embodies what you want a wide receiver to be. Fast, nimble, amazing quick hands. Kirk Cousins, a close personal friend, met him once in Liverpool. Have I ever told you I've beaten him in a phone competition? No, we don't.
Never mentioned it, actually. Did you know Toby Reynolds works for 100?
Did he? Never knew that. This will be a podcast if you guys are listening live. This will be available on URN_Spore, the Spotify Anchor playlist, as well as URN as well. Thank you so much for listening. Let's have a bit of Kelly Clarkson. Why not? Underneath the Tree.
On campus.
And online.
This
is URN.
This is Touchdown, actually. I'm not sure what you're on about. That was Thank God It's Christmas by Queen, an absolute banger. Often overlooked in the Christmas pantheon of songs. Is there anything you think that's overlooked? You're an After Dark sort of guy.
I've got to be honest. As an After Dark, you'd think I knew a few, but metal is my area of expertise. There's not many big metal Christmas songs, I'll be very honest. So can't say I know too many that get overlooked.
Fair enough.
Ones that I think overlooked and deserve better.
I think the Scam for the Girls one's overlooked. We might have probably
I think the one by The Darkness is overlooked.
Oh,
that's a brilliant
banger.
Absolute
banger.
Deserves more love.
Yeah, right. Well,
saw them play that live, actually.
Have you watched that?
This time last year at Rock City, pretty much, because I was working that night. Brilliant live.
Right.
Brilliant band and brilliant live show.
We're going to get The Darkness on next, right? Because that is an absolute banger. Christmas time, don't let the bells end. is going to come up next on University Radio Nottingham.
Good stuff.
Let's go over week 12 in the NFL. So we've just done Thanksgiving. We forgot to mention it was actually John Madden Thanksgiving. John Madden, you guys might have known through some... Well, he's been in a few films but that you guys will know, but also most famously, you probably know his name from the Madden game series. He was a real pioneer in expressing American football to newcomers. An amazing coach for the Raiders. He sadly passed away earlier this year. Our thoughts obviously went to John and his family. It's such a shame. He was such an exciting character.
He's an icon of the game.
Yeah.
You know, as a player, coach, etc., there's always going to be players and coaches who are iconic. Mm. He's iconic for a different reason. Mm. Exclusive to anything else he's done for the game, he got it to many people. He put it out there, and that's something so special.
Yeah.
Because something like football, and this is UK football,
yeah,
massive sport. Everyone knows it. You don't need someone to express it to the world. But American football was so niche to America for so long, and someone like him has come along and he's really helped people get a proper grasp on it and help it become the international phenomenon it is today. So losing him is a serious blow.
Yeah,
and it's a true loss.
The reason why they celebrate him on Thanksgiving, he was in charge of usually the broadcasts where he'd give a whole six-legged turkey to the MVP of the game. Obviously, that is not like they didn't genetically breed a turkey.
No, that's what you think. That's what they tell you, Dom.
You're telling me
that's what they tell you. That's what they tell you. Don't want you to know that they actually have six-legged turkeys everywhere. Right. Most turkeys have six legs. They cut them off before they send
I'm
going
to have to stop you on this conspiracy rant because we know you could go on forever on that. The Dolphins...
I've got evidence!
It was an inside job. The Dolphins thumped the Texans 30-0 at halftime.
Oh, and I bet you loved every second.
It was very enjoyable. The Dolphins' defense, Van Ginkel and Ingram, were really snappy. The Dolphins pretty much had a bye week this week, 30-15. I was excited, but with everything going on in the World Cup, I just felt it was. We should have won that. Happy, consistent.
I mean, yeah, it's one of those games you should come in, cruise, and you did.
Yeah, totally agree. The Bengals proved themselves, moving to 7-4 and moving the Titans to 7-4. 16-20. Ryan Tannehill.
What was that laugh?
I can't stand this man. It's like evil daytime Dom.
Daytime Dom, but yeah, daytime Dom if he was a bit more sinister.
Yeah, let's move on to positive things. Jake Burrow threw for 270 yards.
I know you love me, but Joe Burrow, not Jake Burrow.
He
said Jake. Ah! I'm just in your head, Renfrew.
I have been
Dom.
On. This
will
be my
too.
Fourth hour of broadcasting.
I do love you, Dom, but I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm not the Bengals QB. Mm. Well, I don't know. Maybe fortunately.
Mm. Tyler Higgins made up for that with 114 yards of 7 receptions, 16.3 his average with a 1 touchdown. The Bengals.
Amazing stats.
Bengals look solid, consistently scoring throughout the game. 10 points in the second quarter, 3 in the third, and 7 in the final. They look strong, Jake, don't they?
Yeah, I'd say they're actually in for a decent shot this season. I'm not going to say they're going to be Super Bowl again. I don't think they will be. But I'll be upset for them if they don't get playoffs. I reckon they're looking quite good again.
Especially like coming off the heartbreak of a Super Bowl loss.
And look at how the Rams have done. I mean, the Rams are looking
abysmal.
Their Super Bowl is the last good moment for them for the next few years if they keep playing like this.
Someone said they paid on credit and the bill has just come in due. The Panthers beat the Broncos, another 3-7 team winning this week, 23-10. The Russell Wilson Denver Broncos experiment has failed.
And let's be honest, the Panthers weren't looking great either. They were on 3-7. No, they were on 3-8 as well, and the Broncos were 3-7. Neither team's looking great, but the Broncos are now on a worse win percentage than the Panthers were pre-game. So not looking good for either side, that, but 4-8 is better than 3-8.
Russell Wilson, nearly a half completed percentage, 142 yards, 1 touchdown, which was his 300th touchdown of his career. Fantastic achievement. However, you just think what's happening at Denver, he won't be anywhere near. Neither team for me looks like they're going to go anywhere near the Super Bowl.
Not even close. The Panthers, I'd be surprised if they get playoffs. Panthers could if they really pushed, but not happening.
With 8 losses.
And the Broncos
the
definitely
so stacked. The AFC is so stacked, there's no way they could.
Yeah, Broncos don't have a hope in
hell. The Broncos look really poor, but you never know with the Broncos. Next year could be their year. Can Peyton find someone to fill in his boots? Now, the New York Jets beat the Chicago Bears 31-10. New Wilson, new quarterback. Jake, take it away.
God, new quarterback. And you know what? Okay, Zach Wilson. Everyone saw his gorgeous on a dime throw during the pro day. What a throw. Had everyone fooled. Okay, So he doesn't fit our play style. Bit of a shame. He's a good quarterback, but he just doesn't suit us. And then, oh my goodness, Mr. White.
Jesse.
Like, what has this man done? He's walked in, waltzed in, and taken us to a cruise 31-10 over the Bears. Mm. Okay, yeah, sure. I'll credit where credit's due. The Bears aren't great at the moment. Not at all. But, blimmin' hell, I'm not going to complain at winning with 31 points. Mm. I'm not going to sniff at that. That's a lovely game. We were on top the whole time as well. We never felt under pressure that we were going to lose or draw. It always felt like we were in the money.
And to beat the Bears, who, in fairness, have just lost their quarterback, but to beat them in the way you did suggested to me the Jets could make the playoffs, because it was absolutely tipping it down. The Bears are a hard-nosed defense team. They want to hit you. They want to hurt you. The weather was appalling. For you, Jake, was this a big win, and what can you see from this future with under White?
You know what? So, looking at the game, we were 3 points down for about 20 minutes, not even. They scored towards the end of the first quarter. They scored a touchdown. And then near the end of the second quarter, we scored our second touchdown. But then they didn't score from the end of the first quarter. 10 minutes in, and they didn't score a single point after that. So looking at that, you know, if you can keep a team to nil in three quarters of a game, you're looking good. That's a team that can go to the playoffs for sure. So, okay, we still took 10 points in the first quarter. But honestly, if we can keep a team
that
low...
You're able to adapt.
We were.
You saw their offense. You adapted to it. And that's what impressed me.
That's the big difference. We wouldn't have done that previously. We'd have tried something. We would have kept doing the same thing. Definition of insanity is doing the same thing, hoping for a different outcome. We finally cracked the code. And we're not doing the same thing. If it doesn't work, we've actually changed. And you know what? We changed and made it work as well. We didn't change to another system that doesn't work. We found something that worked, and blimmin' hell, did it work.
Did it work. And also, I'm going to explain this for maybe new listeners, people who aren't used to the NFL. Basically, throwing a football in rainy weather is really difficult because the ball has to go through several pairs of hands. So the center will snap it to the quarterback, meaning he's the guy who goes, hut, hut. That guy, essentially, as you might know if you're a new fan, he's got to pass it to the quarterback, okay? There's already an element of danger there. The ball is wet and cold, and it's not got that much grip, okay?
Unless you're getting the laces, there is almost no grip on that ball. Yeah. It's not like a rugby ball, which does have a good amount of bobbling and fairly grippable even in wet weather. Okay, sure, still not easy, but yeah, definitely an easier ball to hold by and large.
You then got to step back, okay, on wet turf. So there's an element of slides there. You've then got to throw the ball a good 30 yards or so.
And this is completely irrelevant to the fact that you will have people charging you down, trying to smack you into the ground and knock you out.
Yeah, that wide receiver then has to catch the ball, make contact with the ground, or get tackled without losing the ball, this wet, cold ball. So to get a thumping quarterback victory shows to me White is looking all right.
He's looking very promising. White's looking all right, as you say.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, again, without even thinking about the fact that the quarterback has to eye the wide receiver, get it on a dime for him whilst they're on the run, and the wide receiver needs to be able to eye that ball, keep running, and catch it partly without looking.
Yes.
Again, in horrible conditions.
Yeah.
Not easy. And White's made it look easy. And that's a big thing for the Jets. We haven't had that for a long time.
We will talk about next week and the playoffs just after we finish our Week 13 roundup.
Week 12 roundup.
Oh my goodness. The Washington Commanders 19 to the Falcons 13. Somehow the Washington Commanders find themselves with a winning record in December. It is sickening.
Don't know how they've pulled it off. I really don't.
Genuinely, off the back of what's been happening outside of the Washington Commanders situation, with they released a statue to the late great Sean Taylor, who sadly was killed in an armed robbery that went wrong whilst he was still playing for the Washington franchise at that time. They released a statue and it literally was nothing. It was just his jersey. They didn't tape up the helmet in the way Sean did. It was a real disgrace, to be honest. To let your own down like that, for me, was really disappointing. And for them to get the win on the field felt like the players said something to the footballing gods, as we'll say, and the Falcons moved to 5-7.
It looks like karma may have come in a little bit there for them. Yeah. And you know what? Fair play.
You know what? We always back the players when it comes to things like this. And I think the Washington Commanders players have got so much on their plates. Fair play to them. 7-5, maybe in the playoffs. We then move to the Cleveland Browns, who've only beaten Tom Brady once in their careers. And they've done it for the second time this week.
1-2 now. They've gone from 1-2.
6-point win over The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who moved to 5-6. The Browns on 4-7. An overtime touchdown to win it. The Browns, famous bottlers. To win it in overtime and to win it at the last...
Against a team on a 50-50 when they're on 3-7 as well. Not bad.
Not bad. Also, you've got to remember, they scored a last-minute touchdown to win, a touchdown then again in overtime. The Bucs, for me, everything that's going on in Tom Brady, we've talked about this. Bless Tom Brady as a human being. I'm absolutely fine with him losing on the pitch, but hope he's doing okay. The Jacksonville Jaguars. Right, let's talk about the Maxon. Jackson DeVille. Did you see him on Sunday?
I did not personally know.
Okay, you're in for a right treat. So he was dressed in full Speedos. It was just the man and the
head. I've seen videos since, but I've not seen it. I didn't see it at the time.
Yeah.
Since, it was hilarious.
It is threatening.
It is mildly intimidating, to say the least.
Yes.
More than mildly.
Now, Jackson DeVille has done jumps with the SAS. He's jumped in bungee jumps. He's done all of it. But this is who we know most famous for. Quite erotically dancing towards a Jacksonville Jaguar after they scored a touchdown.
And again, as you say, in just Speedos. He's got his head on and he's
but
got
nothing
Speedos.
Else.
And that is it.
Body paint, it's bizarre. It really is bizarre.
It was certainly something to watch. Mm. It was not what anybody expected. Mm. I mean, it was funny, but it was weird.
Lamar Jackson could not keep up with Trevor Lawrence, 321 yards, 3 touchdowns, scoring 18 points in the final quarter. Fantastic for the Jacksonville. That, for me, was the moment I thought Trevor Lawrence has got it here. Trevor Lawrence can have a future in this league. Lamar Jackson took a lot of blame and then replied to some of the blames on Twitter. But for me, it's the defense. You can't let the Jacksonville Jaguars march up the field simultaneously 3 times and then expect to win.
But that's poor. That's very poor.
And also, 2-point conversion to win the game. Fair play to Trev Lawrence.
That's fair gutsy. Play. That's if they very go, gutsy.
They go for the kick, then they get a draw, and they go
they
to overtime.
They guarantee that draw.
Yeah, it's not bad. Losing in overtime is not as bad as losing in regular
especially
time.
When they've come back that much in the final quarter, you'd be hard-pressed to give them any harsh criticism for coming back against a team 7-4 now. Mm. They were 7-3 and 3-7. You'd comfortably say, yeah, Ravens have got that in the bag.
Yeah.
And they've come back and smashed them in the final quarter. Mm. So even if they'd lost it in overtime, you'd have applauded them for their absolute effort and enthusiasm on the pitch, let alone their guts to go for the 2-pointer and score it.
That's my recommended highlights of the week. You can watch a lot of NFL on YouTube with great commentary and great all...
You can watch it on the NFL app, actually. I found this out. You can watch all the highlights from the games gone on the app, which I've done this week. It was great.
Yeah. It's a really exciting thing to do. So that was our game of the week. The Raiders beat the Seahawks 40-34 in an overtime win for the Raiders. Geno Smith and Magic not quite coming off there. Arizona Cardinals failed to beat the Chargers. Chargers moved to a little bit of a spicy 6-5, but the Cardinals continued their poor run. The Chiefs beat the former Super Bowl champions, who are out of the playoffs. They are literally the worst defending title holders of all time, going out this early in November. With the lowest win percentage, it is bad for the Rams. Do you think it's worth it? Do you think it's worth putting everything you own to win a Super Bowl and then face the consequences of meh?
Honestly, to say you're the worst performing Super Bowl champions is not a title you want. I'd rather take an L in the Super Bowl or, not quite get there and then still be competing for the next few seasons and actually be at a good level than absolutely horrific for what will be a few years as well. I don't think this will be a one-time thing. They'll be bad for the next couple of seasons. Mm. So I have to say, I think they've done it the wrong way around. They've got one Super Bowl and they won't be at another Super Bowl for a while.
Mm. Yeah. Bet the house. You've sort of won the house, but you've lost the wife and kids.
Yeah.
The 49ers won 13-0, as Jake alluded to at the start of the show. Nothing from the Saints and Andy Dalton.
I mean, that's appalling. Come on, you've got to score some points. 49ers, okay, not a bad side, but you've got to get something on the board. Even if it's the 3 that the Packers got against the Vikings. Mm. You've got to get something.
Yeah, it's more of a dignity point. That donut is bad. Speaking of donuts, we'll be giving away 6 packs of donuts on tomorrow's Holy Trinity Show, 3-5 on University Radio Nottingham as part of the 12 Days of Earnmas giveaways. Let's move on to the Eagles, who beat the Packers 40-33. Big win for the Eagles getting back on track.
Competitive game for the Packers, though.
Yep.
They've not been playing well. 33 against the Eagles. Mm. That's a mighty, mighty number of points there against the team who are the highest win percentage. 10-1, the only team on double digits so far for their wins. Mm. That is impressive.
Not
credit to the Packers. Credit to the Cheeseheads.
credit to the Packers. Now, it's time for a bit of Christmas music, and we're going to preview Week 13 After the Darkness. Enjoy this.
University
Radio Nottingham.
Nottingham. Touchdown.
Oh my.
It's touchdown.
It's touchdown.
Right, we're here talking all things American football. We're going to now talk the playoff picture, looking very interesting. Now, the first seed for the AFC East is the Kansas City Chiefs. Looking quite tasty this year.
They're sitting pretty up top there.
Yeah. Can you see anyone really challenging them?
No, not at all. I think it would be silly to assume anyone else is going to.
Next, we have the Miami Dolphins in the second seed. The highest they've ever been in my life this late in the season as a seed. It is absolutely...
And that's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's so rare to have us here. And it's so enjoyable watching the Dolphins play this year. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Gesicki, Edmonds running... is just like part
honestly,
of...
Hill and Waddle.
It's just so good to watch. It's so good to watch. They're so elusive, so fast. And Tua is getting praised. And I'm a little bit worried his defence isn't quite living up to its sort of...
I mean, yeah. I'll say, that is the most competitive of all the divisions, comfortably. Everyone on a winning record, and also all tight. 8-3, 8-3, 7-4, 6-5. That is a tight set of teams.
We should be beating the 49ers this... Well, should we? I don't know. I'd say you should,
but it's not a guarantee. Mm. There's not many guarantees here.
Now, somehow, the Tennessee Titans, the Baltimore Ravens, are the third and fourth seed in the AFC. The AFC South is an absolute dumpster fire of rubbish, but I suppose the Titans get away with it this year. I think they'll get they won't be challenged. They whatever they get, it won't be.
Currently, I don't expect them to be.
Yeah, they'll go through.
They should do.
Yeah, Baltimore Ravens really really struggling. That Browns, Steelers, and the final team, the Bengals. Really, I think the Bengals could take that spot.
They could do. They genuinely have a shot at it. And that's quite weird. I wouldn't have said that.
Especially the start the Bengals made. It wasn't until week three that they actually started getting going. And an 0-3 start is very, very difficult. They were 0-3.
Yeah.
So let's look at the Bengals games to come. They should have a little bit of a nice schedule. They got the Browns with a return of Deshaun Watson.
Very doable. Well, they've got the Chiefs this week.
Yes,
that's
they do.
Not easy. That's on Sunday.
But also,
tough,
you can't win everything.
Tough game, yeah.
The Pumpkin Bowl on the 11th of December, the Browns versus the Bengals, then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Bucks, I'd say they win. I say they win currently.
It's tight.
Currently,
you know,
I say they win.
Yeah, I'd say they'd win that.
Then you've got
that.
The Pats.
They should be winning that.
I think they should.
They should be winning
Bills,
that.
They lose.
Bills, they lose.
Ravens, I don't know.
Then the Ravens is going to be the decider who goes
I think.
Top
yeah,
the
I genuinely think if it's... if I don't think it will have been decided by then. I think that will call it.
Yeah, let's look at the Ravens' schedule. We know that final game. The Ravens, as we said before the break, came off a very disappointing loss.
Oh, they've got a Broncos game on Sunday. That's got to be a win.
Yep.
And then Steelers. Thoughts?
Browns,
I think that Steelers win.
Falcons, oh, Steelers. Oh,
the they've Ravens, got it easy.
They've got it so easy.
So chances are Ravens are through.
Chances are the Ravens are through. That is disappointing. And they probably should have a 10-win schedule on that. That's disappointing. I want the Bengals to do well. However, they are in the playoff spaces. In the first playoff wild card space, so this is teams that have not won their group and they are in the wild cards. There's three this year. The Buffalo Bills, looking very good. If anything...
Sitting pretty.
But also 8-3.
Not comfy. They're pretty, but not comfy.
They all want to be second seed, but because they've got such a good record and actually records better than the Titans... and the Ravens, they can't be there because the Dolphins have the tiebreaker over them because we beat them in September in the game called the Butt Punt. Great game, but the Bills have got a lot to answer for. I think they'll top the group.
I'd be surprised if they don't. They look too good not to, unfortunately, which is a shame.
We've just discussed the Bengals coming through. Now let's go to the Jets. The Jets have not the easiest schedule, but they are the last team in the AFC, the third wild card. The Jets' schedule is as follows. I like to build for tension. Dum, dum. The Buffalo Bills.
Oh no, mate, you're missing one again.
Oh,
Vikings.
I keep doing it. The Vikings.
Tough game.
Tough.
Unfortunately, I think it's a loss.
That's a loss. The Buffalo Bills.
Again, I think it's a loss, but definitely not guaranteed, because I recall they beat them earlier this season.
Yes.
So it can be done. The Lions, that's a cruise, Jags, with any luck.
You
same
should
with
beat
the Jags.
The big cats.
We should be beating them.
The Seahawks, you've got to win that. 10 wins
that's
is enough.
That's a must win.
10 wins for me is enough. And
then it's us, you, me. The big one. The big
the
apple.
The day before my birthday, actually.
The touchdown derby. Tournament.
The touchdown derby. Interesting. How do you feel looking at that?
You know what? I feel there's a bit of hope. It's not a guarantee that we get there, but we also do have a shot. We definitely have a shot.
And with this new quarterback coming in, surely you feel
he's good as well. He's looking good. So I'd say cautiously we have a go.
So you have two teams that are really on the bubble. The New England Patriots, who we all know can make any step up, and the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers under Justin Herbert have really disappointed for me, but we don't have time.
You're not the only one.
I think the only change will be the Patriots will come in for the Jets. I'm sorry. You've got a very tough schedule. And I think the Dolphins will become the fifth seed and the Bills will become the second. Let's move over to the NFC as we're running low on time. Eagles, of course,
they're
at three, number
they're
one.
Done. They're done. They're comfy.
I don't even think they might. They just have to be. Yeah, they're simple. They're done. Vikings at two seed. Very comfy in that NFC North.
And 3-0 in their div. That's, again, cruise. So they should be sorted. San Francisco 49ers. Yeah. 7-4, 4-0 in their division. Again, you'd expect they're pretty clean.
Yeah. There's no one really in the NFC West. We know the Cardinals are struggling. We know the Los Angeles Rams are bad.
Who's bad?
And the Seahawks, you know, they're spicy.
They
have
a shout, but again, I'm not gonna assume that they can get it.
With the insertion of Christian McCaffrey onto their squad, I think the 49ers will make it. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
I mean, they're
currently the fourth seed with a losing record. Can we see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers making it through with a losing record?
Well, if you consider the rest of their division, the Falcons, Panthers and Saints, I wouldn't put it past them.
They've got to play the 49ers. That should be a win. So they need to get three wins in the next few games, okay? Bengals, tough. That's
tough.
Very tough. Cardinals,
I mean,
okay.
They've just lost to them, so.
Panthers, Falcons. They could go 8-8.
They could definitely beat the Panthers, definitely beat the Falcons. So they've got two.
They
certainly should be beating them.
But they will probably go. I'd back them to go into the playoffs with a losing record, which is very
rare. I'd back them to do it.
Only two times that has happened ever in the NFL. The Cowboys are the fifth seed, just behind the Eagles.
I mean, I've got to say, I'm sure they're going to make it. They're looking good enough that it's almost a guarantee that they make that.
The Giants and Washington are the teams behind them. And the Seahawks, and as the only other team in the NFC with a winning record, the Falcons look awful.
And you know what's funny? We said the Commanders out of it. We thought not a hope. We thought not a hope for the Super Bowl or the playoffs. And look at them now. 7-5. Yeah. Fair play. Good on the Commanders for turning our hopes
and
turning our thoughts around.
Players on the pitch and the fans who are part of that franchise, we hope you guys can get a new owner. But, you know,
You've had a rough time, but you know what? Turned it around a bit.
Yeah.
Fair play. Giants have had a rough one, as we stated earlier. But they've still got a shout. I'd say they could definitely do it.
It's
literally just up to one team here, basically.
For me, it's three teams. Eagles, Vikings and Cowboys. The 49ers are yet to prove themselves as an almighty team. But that pretty much wraps
it up. I'd say, you know what? Even if they don't get through as a first seed, they'll be there.
Yeah. Lovely. That wraps it up. And, right. If you're doing Whamageddon,
Turn your ears off. I'm closing mine.
We know people are doing this.
You know what time it is. Dom, I always do this.
Oh, okay. I'll turn the monitors down, all the way down. Right, I do apologise. Leave the room. Go.
I will.
Go.
I will. In fact, I won't leave the room just yet.
I'll stay in here, but I'll turn it all down. The drummer from Gender Envy and the head of Mooch Live, essentially.
Head of the Mike magazine. Head of music at NSTV, alongside my head of sports at NSTV. We had a lot of fun with that the other day. I felt really excited
doing part of that because it felt for the first time in a long time like it was just something new, something exciting. So I really appreciate it.
For those of you that aren't aware, we did a bit of filming for NSTV for the Movember charity football match between the SU and some staff. And we had a ball.
Absolute ball.
We were interviewing players on the pitch, people who were playing, people getting injured. We interviewed someone pre and during a penalty. I mean, we had an absolute blast with it, Dom,
didn't
we?
Absolute blast. Yeah, like I said, NSTV are giving us so many opportunities. So tune in to them. They're on YouTube. Subscribe to them, NSTV. Follow URN1350 on Instagram. And 12 days of giveaways is currently going on. And it's, you know, It's happening.
Now, this
it's
is.
Happening.
It's about to happen. This is Whamageddon. Anyone who's doing it, turn off right now.
Go.
We love you. We're sparing you the hassle.
Yeah, we're giving you a note telling you I loved you, but did you mean it? Right, off we go. Wham, Last Christmas. Hope you enjoy.
University.
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 University. University.